Hello?
Hello.
Yes. Oh, good. There's somebody here. Besides Mom, who is this?
Hi, Rai.
Guru Atma.
Guru Atma and
yes.
Who else?
Hi, Rai.
Hi, Rai. Hi there, Hi, Rai.
Hello.
Good.
I'm okay.
Good, good. Well, is it snowing in Colorado?
No, but it looks like it might.
Oh, and Guru Atma, is it raining in California?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my goodness.
Good day to be home.
Yeah. Do you live out there near the mudslides?
No. I'm in the mountains, though. It might snow here.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm sitting here looking out my window. It's totally gray out here. And there's a tree that's just full of all fluffed up robins. It's quite amazing.
Oh.
Yeah. It's kind of cute.
Hargo Bend, Florida.
Hey, welcome, Hargo Bend.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you.
Good. Is it warm there?
Oh, yeah. 72 degrees and nice and sunny. Perfect day. Perfect Florida day.
Oh, isn't that lovely? We
Just
like
Deep
to take
Park, Connecticut.
Who is this?
Just Deep.
Oh, hi, Just Deep. How are you?
Good. How are you, Sue Young?
Oh, good. Good. I'm glad.
And Jessica's here.
Hi, Jessica. Jessica, which one?
In L.A.
Oh, glad to have you, dear.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hi, Ender.
Ender?
Yes.
Hi, welcome, dear.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Now, she's got snow, I know. She's in Detroit, Canada area.
Right. We do. It's cold.
It's cold.
And we have got some Black Monday here.
Oh, hi, dear. Welcome.
Hi.
Okay, so everybody, it's time to tune in. So you ready? Sit straight, please.
How do you
palms together, please. With long, deep breath. Long, deep breath, relax. Eyes at the third eye point. Relax. Maybe you had a busy morning. Now is the time to relax. That's it. Keep up the breath. Inhale to begin.
Elizabeth Henderson.
Through your nose, but on the exhale, feel like the air is coming out of your heart. Begin to tune in to all the people on the call with your heart. Join together as a heart community. Long deep breathing. Heart breath. Feel everybody on the call right now, as well as anybody who's going to be listening to this recording. Good. And accept this community. Be accepted and accept it. This is what the New Age is about. Community. Community of the heart.
Amen.
I now include all of those people stricken in Haiti, both living and having passed. As well as all of those there to serve them. And continue that. I make the intention that this will continue even when we start talking about other things. Knowing that the Haitians are paving the road in our consciousness to this money coming up. Let go of fear. Just be centered. Be centered in our community heart. And inhale. And exhale. And breathe. Welcome. Mama City Town. He's doing his happy dance now. He's like seeing everybody on the line. If you've not tried the happy dance, try it. It is just so cute. It is so fun, and it is fulfilling. I have one lady say that she, when she tried it, she said it was sort of like doing yoga, that everything sort of balanced. So he's asking me to explain the happy dance. Okay. You know when you get really happy and you want to move around? He says, that's it. Now, when children about 3 or 4 years old get happy, you know how they just kind of bounce from one foot to the other and get gleeful? He says, that's a happy dance. He says, that's a natural thing. If you see a kid doing that, you join with them. Have a good time, he says. He says, but you can make your own variation, whatever you want to do. Jump up and down, twirl in circles, whatever you want to do, he says. Oh, and of course, Snoopy. Don't forget, Snoopy always did happy dances.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, enjoy yourself, he says. He says, this is very important because with the times coming up, we all need to practice being in our center. And if we get drawn too far off our center, he says he can't, it prohibits him and the others at that arena working with us. So it's very important for us to stay very clear, very grounded in our center. And he says, happy dance will help us do that. Among many other things, you know, all the yogic techniques, the mantras, the tuning in, everything helps. But he says, don't forget this part. Okay, so let's see what he wants to talk about. Oh, so he's looking for questions this morning. Questions? Hello? Any questions? He says, there's somebody with a question.
I have a question.
Yes, who is this?
This is Rahmane.
Hi, Rahmane.
Hey.
She's in Santa Fe.
Yeah.
We have a neighbor who's a Latino, and I feel as though he's seeing the Adi Shakti in me, and he's misinterpreting it.
Like what?
Well, that he needs me as a woman, and that's
not it. Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry.
She's
very tall and beautiful, Rahmani is. Go ahead.
Well, thank you, and we all are beautiful, and we all have the capacity to carry the Adi Shakti, and he's from a Catholic background, and he's had a rough life, and he's seen me as a saviorist, and so I'm just seeking the most efficient and kind way to support him in redirecting his attention to that which flows through us all.
Okay, so we're going to ask. We're going to ask Baba Sudhichan what to say about this. Okay, Rahmani, he's saying that you are a very gifted girl, and that this fellow, of course, perceives that. He's reminding me that Yogi Bhajan said that a man wants to get married because he depends on the inspiration and the flow of grace, you might call it, that comes through the woman. Because women can be much more in tune naturally than a man usually can. So you have identified this situation. Okay, this guy, he seems to be persistent. Is he married?
No.
Okay.
But he knows that I am.
Yes, well, okay. So, Baba Sudhichan says you must be very firm with him. You must let him know that it is a transgression of his own faith as well as his own boundaries as he pursues you. Okay?
Yes.
There's a funny sound on the phone. He says, and you must tell him to do 10 rosaries a day to pray to the Virgin Mary so that he finds a woman who is very appropriate for him.
Okay.
You tell him that you heard this from God. Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. And you ask him every time he approaches you, you say, are you doing your 10 rosaries a day? Okay, and make your boundaries very clear.
Mm-hmm. I also feel as though he's seeking community through me, and that's fine.
Okay, but the other is make your boundaries very clear. And
yes.
This goes for every person who ever hears this call. Integrity, personal integrity. Okay, then that's what Baba Sudhichand is going to start talking about now. He says integrity... and what Yogi Bhajan used to call character is the most important thing coming into this new age. He says, character and integrity, you know, integrity, you would talk about the integrity of a mechanical machine or the integrity of a piece of strong fabric. He says that your character is what... is what we also call this integrity. It means that your platform of your interconnectedness, of the energy flows that flow through you, he says those are primary. He says they are your primary earth vehicle to support the higher energies that come through you. He says, as you develop your character, as you develop your integrity, he says, you flow in such a way, and he's going to call it sort of a mechanical way for lack of any other way to talk about this, to integrate this into our minds. He says that is essential for us to develop so that they can work through us much more. Okay. No, he says, this is how you develop your integrity and your character. He says, you do your spiritual practice, whatever it is. You must stay tuned in to us, he says. You must. Because we will help you. We will help you. He's using the word debride, or which is a term they use after surgery to get to eliminate all of the decaying tissue. He says, we can help you with that, but you must stay tuned to us. And he says, you must, well, he doesn't warn, he said, please choose. He says, please choose to stay on the righteous path. Now, that word righteous path can come off as kind of an old-fashioned term, but he's saying, you know the discipline to stay in the straight and narrow. He said, even if you feel like you're not strong enough to do it, even if you feel like old terrors come up and make you weak or make you turn away, he says, concentrate on what you know, what you feel, what you understand is the most pure light that comes through you. He says, you must know. He says, also, this girl teaches a course on how to listen to that. He says, the terrors, the fears, the anxieties, he says, please, he says, heal them. And those are like electrical currents that he's asking you to neutralize, but they act like, you know, in Haiti where all the streets are covered with rubble, he says, in your being, he says, all those hurts and fears and upsets and, he calls them ridicules, he said, they are like the rubble in the street. He says, we cannot get our forces in, we cannot get our relief efforts in very well, or not to an optimum level, unless you stay centered, stay in that cozy place of soul, stay with us, so that we can clean up all of the junk. He says, we love you. We love you so much, and his heart is just pouring love out, just pouring love. He says, we want you. And so he's asking for cooperation in that. Okay, so he says, does anybody have any questions on that?
I do.
Who's that?
Amrit Kaur.
Hi, Amrit. Yes, what's your question?
How do you deal with those that even though you are in your character and you stay in your integrity, how do you deal with those that keep trying to destroy, I guess for lack of a better way, your integrity outside of yourself?
Very good question. He says we're in training for this right now. We are in deep training for this. Okay?
Yes, we are.
Yes, especially you, dear. He says, you must stay in it, and you must let us work what we're going to do. He says, what's going to turn up is not necessarily what you expect. Do you understand? He says, so if you see your life turning upside down and it scares the poop out of you, he says, don't worry. He says, that is the key. He says, to drop the fear and stay with us. Okay, it's like being in a cavern with no light. He says, you must stay tuned in to us and let us rearrange your life.
Mm-hmm.
And it means letting go of the electrical charges of fear, of abandonment, mm-hmm. of hurt. Mm-hmm. He says, and he says there's a line in the scriptures that says, leave your honor up to God. In other words, don't worry about your honor, but give it up to the infinite, so that the infinite or the God or Bodhisattva-chan or whomever will rearrange it. He says this is like He said, did you ever play pickup stick? He says,
yes.
Well, everything is going up in the air and landing right now. And he says, you must rely on us to create the new order. You must rely on us. And if you stay tuned in to us, you will find it a fascinating adventure, even though it is the hardest, most difficult thing to deal with, because you have the opportunity, the adventure of dropping old notions and the way things should be, and allowing your trust, your absolutely deep-founded trust, be rooted in what you would call the infinite, in Baba Siddhichand, in the Guru, in the angels, whatever you want to call it, in Adi Shakti, any of those pathways. But it's a method of, he said, you in all religions, most religions, you hear the term sacrifice. You know, whether it is sacrifice, you know, some religions, old religions, would sacrifice animals. Some talk about martyrdom. He says the real thing is to be able to give up the hurt and the anxiety. He says that is the real sacrifice. And that's what it means to give up your head, to bow your head. He says always giving that up. He says, I know, he's asking me to tell you my experience. You know, I reach this point and I go, but this one is really, really important. This one is really important. I can't just willy-nilly give this one up, because you don't understand. This is real life here. But, you know, you just stay with the mantra. You know, and I've said it over and over again, my favorite for breaking or neutralizing these recurring programs is Govinde Mukunde, or
right.
You read your manis, your prayers, or
right.
You do your yoga. They all serve to neutralize these bonds, these emotional bonds on us, so that they, on a higher level, can rearrange. If we're holding on to the old way that we think it should be, we cannot open up to the adventure, I'm going to say, of what's happening next. And Amrit, you had the best term for this. You call it Mr. Toad's Wild Ride. That's exactly what it is.
Yes, it is. It is quite the adventure and Mr. Toad's Wild Ride all rolled into one.
That's right. That's right. He says you all are doing magnificently. He's telling us this because we will be because the challenges will be out there, whether they are challenges personal or the challenges are to our communities, to our families, to our hearts. He says the whole system that we think is so solid and that works for us now, he says it's all going to flip.
Yeah.
Okay? It's all going to flip. So that's the reason why it is so important to stay totally grounded in the guidance that you have, or relaxed into the soul of who you are.
Yeah.
Do you understand that? He says he's not only giving you, he calls it fair warning, okay, but he says you are my sweethearts. You are my light workers. You are my light beings on the earth. You are the network that will help pull, that will help, how can I say, magnetically pull the consciousness of the earth through this to a time when much more of what he calls the heavens or the new order or the time of bliss, he says a lot has to change in order to reach that. So if you're being pushed now, he says gently and reverently lay it at your altar and work with the practices, the tools, and he says, prostrate yourself to the infinity of your own soul. Okay, dear, did that answer it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I absolutely trust and never lose faith.
All righty then. All righty then. Because you're going to God knows where, literally. Okay. Okay. So.
Always hold on to the image of Mr. Toad's wild ride.
That's right. And have it as an adventure. You should give up all the stuff. Okay, so God bless you all. It's sort of like he's laying out like a new grid work. You know, when somebody comes to build a new house,
mm-hmm.
how if they're going to lay a cement foundation, they first put in a rebar grid work.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of what he's doing for everybody here, not only here, not only on the recording, but on a much broader base. He says, this is how we're creating the foundation. He says, through this consciousness, through this kindness, through this love, and giving up those distracting, hurt feelings, energies, feeling like things have to be a certain way. He says, flow, flow. He says, flow with me. He's kind of like on a magic carpet, and here we are with him.
A new blueprint.
Yeah, that's right. He says, so watch for it. He says, stay tuned in, he says. Okay, so here we are towards the end, and he's just blowing you kisses. He says, blow them to each other. Okay, he says, I love you all, never forget that. Palms together at the center of the chest. Long deep breath. And just feel that love and that very refined, centered presence flow through you. Breathe. And inhale. May the long time shine upon all love around you. Masterpiece of who you are, and flow with it. God bless you all. Satnam.
God bless
you. Talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Satnam. Good job.
Bye.
There.